Tomac, you've had a lot of great motos in your career. That first one was pretty damn impressive. Like, when you get caught late, hard to rebound, hard to dig deep. He just told me that he felt like maybe you found some lines. Mm-hmm. But that first moto, good job. That was awesome.
It was. Yeah. That first moto definitely saved the day for me, looking at the day now. And it was that. He had the outside line and the mechanics, and I was kicking myself because, see, my team was telling me to go there early in the day, and I didn't. And then, of course, I make the dork mistake there and stand up in the rut, and he got me. And then it was pretty funny that I ended up getting back in the same turn after that. But that was a big deal, and I'm like, I was just all in. You know, I'm just trying to be all in, and that was a big deal to get him back in the first one.
It's hard to do, isn't it?
Hard to do. Yeah. It's really hard to do. Right. Yes, it's very hard to do.
Yes. Motocross racers late in races that get reeled in do not generally strike back, you know, generally. So,
yeah.
Second moto, he got the start. You didn't. Looked like you were starting to, hey, I'm going to put in some laps, and then you had a mistake.
Yeah, and then he got by Kenny quick, and then I kind of dinked around behind Kenny for too long, and he got, like, that five-second lead. And then I went, like, full crazy push to get kind of within a second and a half or whatever it was. And then, unfortunately, went in too hot over the roller, stood up in a rut again. Yeah. This place has a lot of big ruts that way, so and that was it. And then I was like, I don't know if I can get to them, you know.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, that was into that one. Whenever it was, like 20 minutes.
It was 5.5. Then it was down to 4. You did 2 laps in a row, got it down to 4, and then I kind of looked away, or I was looking for my fantasy. I don't know. And then it was 1.1.
Yeah.
Did he make a mistake? Did you find something? Did lappers help? What? Because that was a big gap.
I saw him start to, he got bunched in the lappers, and then I attacked like that same lap.
Yeah, yeah.
And that, I'm like, ooh, this is my opportunity to get to his wheel.
Right.
And it happened. And then, of course, I messed up right after that.
Did you hurt anything in the first moto, leg, foot, or something when you caught it late? Or do you remember, like, you came in a turn, ripped it off, looked down, and then you were kind of looking around, or no? None.
No, I was only looking around the very last lap.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was doing the swivel neck to see where he was at, how much I had to push, or two to go. There was nothing else.
You like this place? I think you normally do.
Yeah.
I did hear mixed reviews today from some guys, though, on the prep, but where are we at?
I like it. I thought you could pass pretty good. It may not be the best one, but it's definitely not the worst one.
Yeah. And prep-wise?
Prep-wise, I thought it was pretty nice.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of times we get jacked by the rain the day before or day of. And thankfully, it's been dry the past 2 years.
So, Sex is really good at Paula, but you did win there. Yeah. So, I don't know who has the edge for this thing. Like, you're up one. That's awesome. But I do feel like, you know, you can't really play with a one-point lead. It's got to still be mano a mano. What are we thinking?
Well, if you look at the first race this year, it looks like he has advantage. But I also was still dinking with my motorcycle at the time.
Yeah.
And if you go back before that, I have been strong at Paula. So, I've got my base set up. I'll be better, way better than the first Paula.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be probably what we saw today, full barn burner.
Almost like starts are so big. When you line up next to him in the first moto, is that like who does that, and is that okay to line up next to the guy, or do you stress about that? Because when I was a mechanic, I didn't want my guy starting next to the guy that, you know, I didn't like that.
To be honest, it was weird. Those were the best looking pads and ruts outside of the gate.
Yeah.
But all three of us, myself, Chase, and Jason, we all got bad starts.
Yeah.
So I went there because the pad looked sweet,
right.
And I just happened to be near him.
Yeah, so next, second moto, you guys both moved one gate to the other side.
I know. I went, Anyway,
All right. Well, I don't know how it's going to turn out, but it's been good racing. So good job. Thanks, man.
Thanks.